Okay, Friday. Let's see, 12:30 p.m. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Let me come over here and sit down and relax. Okay, so today's been a very exciting day. I got up later than I usually do. I had about 45 minutes to paint, legitimate painting, so I did. Maybe an hour. So I did do some painting. I didn't get much done, but oops. But I did paint. And I wonder what that was. Anyway, so uneventful walk with a dog. Some homeless guy was trying to engage me in a conversation, asking me questions. I answered him, and I kept on walking. Feels strange for me to say this, but you know, I'm an old man. And he was a much younger guy. He was on the thin side, so he's, I don't know how good he was, but I don't know how dangerous he might have been to me, but I wasn't going to take any chances. Luckily, like I said, when you see people with a dog, you know, I think the criminals think, well, maybe I shouldn't mess with this person because I'll have to deal with two people, not only that weak old man, but that strong-looking, scary dog. little did they know that Angel wouldn't hurt a flea. Actually, she'd be the first one running, and me way behind her. Okay, so yeah, we did that. Today was not a full water day, but there's things that still need to be watered, so I did that. Swept up the oleander flowers and leaves that on my driveway coming from my neighbor's stuff. And made the dog some breakfast, made myself some breakfast, and came in, and it was laundry day yesterday, and I had put the laundry in the dryer this morning, and I turned it on and did the full cycle and finished and stuff, and the wife came in and she checked the laundry and it was soaking wet, so she started up again, and I noticed she started up again and that she didn't really change anything. I said, that went through a full cycle. She said, they're soaking wet. So, yeah, the dryer went out. It's not producing any heat. But living in the times that we do, YouTube had the exact right video for me to watch my make of dryer and the problem. And here's the funny thing about it. The guy had a problem with his dryer. And then I watched all these other ones, and I finally found this one that had the exact same dryer that I have. And all the other guys were saying, you know, and they were similar, okay, because they all, I guess, are made by the same people and they all use the same kind of thing. Some people were saying, this is a problem here, this is a problem there. And one guy said, well, none of these were a problem, but let's check this timer, which was an older dryer. Mine is all electronic, so it doesn't have a little metal mechanical timer with contacts and stuff like that on it, and he showed how to clean it and all that, and I guess that fixed it. I don't know, I didn't finish watching that. It was not for me, but all the other stuff kind of looked similar. But then I found this one video, it had my exact same dryer and everything was the same, looked the same, everything. And he was showing how to test it, just like the other guys did the same thing, went through all the same tests and stuff. And he said, well, he said the drying element, the heating element, is always where he's had problems with that type of a unit. And so he pulled it out and he looked at it. Now, sure enough, the little coils in the heating element were broken and just snapped in one spot. So I said, okay, let me try that. So I tested everything, and yeah, everything tests good. So I pulled except for the heating element. Then I pulled the heating element thing apart and looked at it, and it, guess what? It broke in the exact same spot as his did. And this guy was lucky, nice enough to say, okay, you can get these parts on Amazon, you know, okay. And there was turned out to be $40. They even put a link there for it. So, and I went to the link and it brought me up to the right replacement part kit. So I've got that on order. It's coming early tomorrow morning sometime. Dryer ought to be fixed by morning sometime tomorrow. So I just, and I had to pull the dryer out, which meant I had to rearrange a bunch of stuff in here. So I just finished putting it all back together somewhat. So I'll be able to, I don't feel like painting now. I'm a little too tired and it's getting warm in here. It's 12:35 now. It's not a hot day, but it's still uncomfortable. I don't really want to get involved with that. So I thought I'd make a posting. let's see, what else was I going to talk about? There's a bunch of stuff I was going to talk about. Yesterday, I was going to paint in the morning, but my sister called. Boy, that's a loud helicopter, huh? Wonder where that's going. Maybe some fire in the neighborhood or something. But anyway... So my sister texted me and asked me if I'd like to go to the fruit stand over at Slough House. They got this place where they sell bags of corn. You can get, I think, 16 ears in a bag or 8 ears in a bag. And she just wanted 4 ears. So she bought that and gave me the other 4. But the thing is I hadn't been there in ages. A long time, and it's a bigger operation. They got all sorts of stuff. They had pies and cookies and other stuff, and nuts, vegetables, of course, figs. I love figs. It's figs time right now. Anyway, so I saw the cookies. Oatmeal chocolate chip, my favorite. Okay. The only thing that tops that is oatmeal walnut chocolate chip, and you rarely find that. There was a cookie shop across from the Capitol on L Street, and I don't know if it's still there because you know there aren't that many people down there that to support the businesses. And the lady there made these oatmeal chocolate chip with walnuts, perfect cookies, and I love those. But anyway, so these were just plain oatmeal. Chocolate chip made in somebody's home somewhere, and it says so on the label. It's got, you know, you got to get, I guess, certified or licensed or something to make these things and sell them in the state of California and probably county of Sacramento, who knows. But anyway, so I bought a package of those, and I showed my sister, hey, look, all these pies and stuff. He goes, yeah, and she, you know, she don't want to buy pie because then she's gonna eat the whole pie. But I said, oh, look, little tiny pies. Those little, I forget what you call them, little turnovers. Is it called turnovers? I don't know. But granule sugar on it and everything. And I said, oh, look at those. He said, oh. I said, if I buy these and I keep 2, you want to take the rest? And I said, sure, I'll do that. And she picked mixed fruit, mixed berry, that's what it was. And it turned out pretty good. I tried one yesterday, and it really needs to. It's like a Pop-Tart. I think if you toasted it, it'd be really good. So I'm gonna try toasting one of these days. I didn't want to eat two in a. I didn't want to eat one eat 2 days in a row. So I'll wait for a while and try it out. Toasted. what else? So we got corn, cookies, and pies. Little tiny pies. That's it, I guess, huh? I didn't buy anything else. I don't think I did. What else was there? No, that's it. Anyway, so we had ton going down there, and we came back and got to visit with her, you know, and which is, you know, painting, visit with my sister. Oh, I'll pick visiting with my sister every day, you know, unless I see her every day and every hour and stuff like that. Then I'll have to take some time out to paint. But I rarely get to see her, so yeah, no big deal. I can put off painting for that. Enjoyed myself. Got to spend time with her. Talked about all sorts of stuff. Let's see. What else? I was going to talk about here. Boy, I had all sorts of stuff to talk about. I can't think of it now. but Friday. So let's see. I think I should break for lunch or something. 12:39. Yeah, maybe. But I'll be posting this today. So let me go do that. I'll post it. Okay. Oop. Oh. Let's see what we got here. We're doing this analog. Killer Joe. Oops. Wrong direction. So let me call it a quits and talk to you some other time, okay?